Great day, great day, great day. Thank you. We're live here with an exclusive interview with Jessica Emochi today, Wednesday, September 30th. And we're just so excited to be able to bring this information to you as sensitive viewers and the Native American community work together to ensure every person is counted in Reno area. Sensitive viewers is available for interviews. You can call and find out a little bit more information for those who are unaware of the importance of the Census Bureau and their role in our community and the benefits of our communities. And now working with the Native American communities to ensure that every person is counted in Reno area is really, really important. And we're hoping that this is going all over the globe and not just only in Reno. But thankfully, we have Jessica Emochi joining us, and we want to just give a great thank you and welcome to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. I'm your host, Mishan L. And thank you for joining us live. Here, we're talking about U.S. Census Bureau and Native American communities work together to ensure every person is counted in Reno area. And so what the U.S. Census Bureau is working with tribal leaders to encourage American Indians, Alaskan Natives, communities to participate in the 2020 census before time runs out to get your vote. To get your voice heard in order to be counted. This is what the Census Bureau is here for. And so we just want to say welcome, Jessica. Again, I'm your host right here on Faces of Success, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me here today, and excited to talk about the census.
great. So, let's dive right into it. The importance of the urgency of being counted or registering, whether you are already, is this already for people that's already registered with the natives, or is this something to be counted for the first time, or they're already counted?
So, as you stated, we are kind of in that home stretch of completing the 2020 census. Time is starting to run out, and so the time to respond is now to the 2020 census. And the census is essentially a complete count of all persons living in the nation. And it happens every 10 years, so it is a decennial census. And it's for everyone living in our country. It's a complete count for all persons living in the United States, including American Indians and Alaska Natives. We do work closely with communities. It's a very grassroots effort, including tribal communities. And so we have tribal partnership specialists. In fact, we had two located in Nevada that worked closely with the tribes in the state of Nevada to ensure a good count for American Indians and Alaska Natives. And historically, American Indians have been undercounted, which means they've been underrepresented. And we want to ensure that does not happen in the 2020 census, which is why we are getting the message out now. So we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today about that.
Definitely. We appreciate you coming on. I have some questions that have been brought to my attention about the Census Bureau working closely with other community leaders and how important it is. Can you give us a connection to the importance of the Census Bureau and vote and our voting rights and how does those two connect?
Sure, absolutely. So the census is rooted in our Constitution. It requires a count every 10 years, and the purpose is really for the apportionment of the House of Representatives. So it really lends itself to your political voice and your political power. It also plays out in redistricting. So you mentioned, voting. Again, this is really critical as we look at redistricting based on census numbers and the impacts that may have. It also has an impact in federal funding. So we look at large federal funded programs such as Medicare and Medicaid, or such as housing, transportation, all of these programs that we know are critical to states and to cities and counties, but also really critical to tribes as well. And so making sure that we have those good numbers helps us as we apply for those funds and get the programs that we need locally.
That sounds great. It's definitely worth the effort, and definitely, you know, a great opportunity now with everything being, you know, so on the line. You know, just everything's on the line. And can you tell us how does it help people who are changing their status? You know, from these are some of the questions that I've been getting for the last 3 years, and I've been asking someone to see if we can get a comprehensive understanding of the status that we claim, and how that filters, as you were speaking about the federal funding in the community.
So by status, can you give me a little bit more information on
status is how many African Americans is in this population? You was talking about the district.
Understood. Okay, so yes, the census is a self-reported survey. It's about 10 questions. We say that it's 10 questions. It typically takes 10 minutes to complete, but those responses last for 10 years because, again, the census is a decennial census, and we have this count every 10 years. So those numbers matter. You basically have those numbers for your community for 10 years, which is a long time, and that impact carries for 10 years. Because it is a self-reported survey, folks can self-identify in terms of what their racial categories might be. So, for example, you asked about American Indians. Do they have to, you know, be enrolled or what their status may be in a tribe? We don't ask that necessarily. We just ask what their tribal affiliation is, and then they have an opportunity to list that. If they are more than one tribe, they can list that. If they are, you know, American Indian and African American, they can capture that. So it's really about, you know, how that person identifies, and then we capture data based on all those various categories and we report that data out and give basically demographic breakdowns for a community.
I'd love it.
Does that help?
You know. Yeah, it was right on the money. Man, that's awesome to be able to collect that type of data. And then it does the census for those who are just still conflicted and haven't made up their minds. Can you help us to make a decision on how the census, I understand that you spoke a little bit already about the individual response and how they can self-proclaim, you know, self-identify, I should say. But how is this helping the disproportionate communities, our African-American communities that are not recognized as tribes? How does that help?
So in many communities, typically those who are of a minority category, so for example, African Americans, Native Americans, they are typically underrepresented and undercounted. And that can carry over in a variety of ways. It can have an impact in the funding that a school district receives. It can have an impact in after-school care programs. Lunch support programs, all of these things that we know are really critical locally to our communities, and we want to ensure that we do have a good count so we are able to provide for those communities in a complete way. And again, you know, it really is about that apportionment for the House of Representatives. So we also want to make sure that our communities are represented and that we have that voice in Congress. and that we are being able to speak up. But we also want to make sure that we have good data for these communities so we can plan for the future. We can plan for growth. We can plan for additions of programs that we might need or areas where we know that we might have to have some improvement. So that's going to be really critical too. So completing a census is really about you supporting your local community, your home base, and being able to, you know, stand up for your community, essentially.
Okay. Well, I really hope that our listeners is getting the ear full and helping them feel comfortable, and especially in these unprecedented times where people's anxieties is up and they're you know, their pressure, feeling the pressure of making a decision on what candidate to vote for, and, you know, why is the census so important, and why do I have to keep being bothered with this every 10 years? Why do we, and then the question happens, why do we get reclassified every 10 years when everyone else remain the same as African Americans, and if you can help us understand that.
I don't really have a lot of information regarding that. We, you know, we do have, set categories there. When we do go out with the census, we do have a proposed rule where folks can provide input and comments regarding that. But in terms of the demographic classifications, I don't have a lot of information about how those are determined or decided. I would like to talk a little bit about what the response rates are looking like for your area right now.
Yes,
so you can kind of get a feel for where things currently stand. So you are based out of the Reno, Nevada area, correct? And so right now the city self-response rate is about 68%, and that compares with the total state response rate of about 66%, which is pretty on par with what the nation is doing nationally. On another note, for total enumeration for the state of Nevada, you're at about 98%, almost at 99%, in fact, and that's really good. You know, so we are just trying to get over that last hump of making sure we get to the magic number of 100%, everyone counted in the state of Nevada, and so therefore we have good representation across the board, and that's, you know, where we're going in our final push is to remind folks that it's not too late. You can still respond. You can respond now, and you can do that online, by phone, or by completing a census questionnaire and mailing that back in. And then we also have what's called our non-response follow-up operation that's occurring now, where we have census takers in the field, in the neighborhood, in the community, knocking on doors. They are making sure that they adhere to that 6-foot social distancing. They're wearing masks. They're wearing gloves. They're very protected. And that way we are able to count folks on the spot in person and ensure that their count is included. And so that's the operation we're in right now, and we will be doing that over the next couple of days. So if you do get that knock on the door, it's really important to respond.
It definitely is a great outcome, 98.6%. Great job, Reno, for letting your voice be known and heard and, you know, responding to the call of the Census Bureau. Great job. And thank you so much again. We have been talking with the great Jessica, am I saying it right, Emochi? I want to say it correctly.
Imatachi? Yes.
See, Imatachi. See, these are new words, and so sometimes, guys, when you don't know something, you just have to be honest and tell folk, right? So thank you so much. Is there something else that we can take away, in this last push? Like you said, it's not too late, and we're trying to get to 100%. What can people, again, do in order to what are those steps, again, if you will? What are those things that they can
do to count?
Yep.
So right now you can open the door if you get a knock from a census taker, but you can also self-respond online, by phone, or by completing a paper questionnaire and mailing it in. The easiest is probably just going online and completing it. It took me less than 10 minutes to complete, and again, this will be your data for 10 years. So, you know, we look to get Nevada to 100%, and we're really excited about that.
Definitely excited about Nevada being alive and well and healthy in most cases, and showing up in this census 2020, like Jessica said, this will count for 10 years. So it's important that we get out there or go online, and we can go to what's the website, Jessica?
You can go to 2020census.gov. So again, it's 2020census.gov.
It's that simple. You can do it right on your phone. It takes 10 minutes, 10 questions, a minute a question, and these questions and your response to them will last for 10 years. So it's important that we make sure that we get counted, okay? Reno, good job. I'm serious. To hear those stats is really important. Jessica, so tell us how soon would this count? Like when do the public know that we've reached 100, and how is that acknowledged?
So when you go onto that 2020census.gov website, we also have what we call a self-response mapper, and it shows a map of the United States. You can specifically pull up Nevada, and then you can drill down into a city or a county and look at what the response rates are by city or county. And then we also have what we call our state-by-state total enumeration. And so you could pull it up for Nevada. You can see as a state how many folks have self-responded, how many folks have responded through the non-response follow-up operation that is occurring now. And those two numbers combined give us the total state enumeration, which, again, for Reno is, you know, about 98%, almost 99%. And so that's where you can kind of track it and see, you know, watch those numbers increase, hopefully, and get a good look at it there. And then, you know, of course, when we wrap up the census and we're able to close out all operations, we provide information to the president, and then we come back and we provide complete data back to the states. So, you know, there is a process for that. Again, you can kind of track it yourselves online at 2020census.gov.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jessica. Now, I just had another really, really good question as I'm just knowing that the historical history of what this represents. Is this the first time that we're seeing the Native leaders working with the census in this sense, in this magnitude?
No, we've been working with tribes for quite some time. We do have a program that we call our Tribal Partnership Program, where we hire a tribal partnership specialist to go out and work directly with tribal communities. And that's in the spirit of the government-to-government relationship that the United States mm-hmm. has with American Indian tribes. And so, you know, we do treat tribal governments, you know, very distinctly and uniquely for that reason. And so that's why we have a specific tribal partnership program. We've had that for a couple of censuses, and it's worked well. You know, of course, we keep refining it and growing it each decennial, and we're hoping that is making a difference.
We definitely appreciate the effort and the work that has went into this. This has been informative, and I'm quite sure our viewers are going to get out there and make sure that we're hitting that 100%, get counted. I know we got counted. My household got counted. So we have responded to the census 2020 census, I should say.
Oh, great.
And just want to thank you again for the commitment to educate the communities and let us know. Is there any other thing that we can do on this platform to assist more awareness of the U.S. Census Bureau and the Native American communities working together to ensure every person is counted in Reno area?
I think that this is great, you know, just really helping us support getting the message out, you know, making sure that the public is aware that we will be knocking on doors. So this is great. Really appreciate you letting us share that message with you today.
Definitely. Jessica, you have the last final words.
You know, at 2020 census, it's where it's at. So let's get counted.
Let's get counted, guys. I have enjoyed myself. Jessica, thank you again for, and please pronounce your last name. I don't want to mess it up. Emoti, please help me.
Imatachi. Emotachi.
I'm going to get it. No. You just got to pronounce the syllables, right? And it's not something you see every day. My name is unique as well. I thank you so much for your time, and I thank you for your dedication in helping us all be counted in the Native communities and working together to make sure everybody's voice is being counted. This has been really great and informative. We appreciate you right here on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. And we'll be listening out for those knocks and get out there and vote. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.